This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Baruchim Abayim. We're continuing Mishnah Berura, Daf HaShavua, Simen Pehe. Yesterday, Simen Pehe, Sif Beis. Yesterday we learned, even to think in Divrei Torah is Aser in a Beis HaKise and in a Beis HaMerchatz and in a place of dirt, which is a place that has Soya and Meiraglayim. And even the laws of a Merchatz, you're not allowed to learn in a Merchatz. Okay, let's see Mishnah Berura, Uba Beis HaMerchatz. Why? Kina. Mandy, you came the right time. Finally, in Siman Pei Daled, the Mishnah Berura didn't really say black and white. Why the bathhouse you're not allowed to learn? Kinafir zuhama besoichai. There's a lot of filth. Umaos. Vahavale kitsayo besakise. It's like tsayo na besakise. So I have to write that down. You know, in Siman Pei Daled, we were trying to figure out exactly what's the issue with the merchatz. The last words of Siman Pei Daled in the Mishnah Berura is Denafisham Havala Vizuhama. But he never said outright that it's like Tsoyas. Now we're learning that filth is like a Beis HaKisei. By the way, this opens up a whole new avenue because I know of other places where you can't put your finger on it, but there's no better way to say it than there's Zuhama or Havla. And here the Mishnah Berura is saying it's mamish like tzaya. V'tam isra here b'chol elam mekoymos mishum debeinan v'hayom achanecha kadosh v'laka. What about to daven in a place where there's avodah zarah? The Mishnah Berura and Siman Tzadik Daled Sifkat Lamed is mashma that it's mutter. By the way, it could be very common. Some hospitals, they have a cross is not really avodah zarah actually. Plus not by Zara. But they could have icons. Rebbe Vadya has a tshuva that a cross is not by Zara. Okay. Weiter. What about going into a Beis HaKisei, Beis HaMerchatz, mitoich halacha she'ina psuka? Right, if you're like sort of thinking about halacha, then you walk into a bathroom, then the Shari Tshuva says it's mutter, even though for tefillah you can't do it. Okay. Weiter. Kasav Beis Yosef. Misha Talmud Shagar B'Piv. Someone who is so arangitan in learning. V'hira B'Beis HaKisei B'Beis HaMerchatz La'ansai. Mutter. Someone who can't help it, it's mutter. What does that mean? It's mutter. You're an oinus. Of course it's mutter. You could even... you could do any avera ba'oinus. What's the Beis Yosef saying? It's mutter. What's the Beis Yosef saying? It's mutter. L'chayra, he's saying that you don't have to distract your mind. You don't have to go out of your way. In other words, if you're not trying to think and learn, you just can't. It's just going on its own. L'chayra, he's saying it's mutter. Let's see weiter. Yeshayimrim. Some say the prisha brought the prima gadim. The kibin the anasu beherhura yachal filo vate besvasav. Some say he can even talk and learning. V'chein mashem zonko bezomid bez. Avol besefer berke yosef masik dehadibur aser b'chol gavne. You're never allowed to. You're not allowed to talk in any situation about Rai Mea Gemara Yeshlid Chois. Kama Shekazah Shem HaRav Berkas Hazelech Vitzan Kadoshim Ayin Shem. Uma Shekazah Demhira La Ansai Motar. Hain Ratzonim Demhira Loi Avid Isura Meachir Shai La Ansai. Baram Lechad Chila Choyvas Gavra Lid Chois Ahira. It means that you didn't do an Isser. But Lechad Chila, you have an obligation to distract yourself. And certainly you're not a talk. Now, there are two things going on over here. Legabe dibor, there are achorinim that say it's mutter, namely the prisha and the prima gadim. The Chida rejects that. I, the Gemara, you could push off. But the Chida goes so far as to say that oinus means that if you did it and you couldn't distract yourself, then you're putter. But avada, there's a choyves gavra to distract yourself. I would humbly ask, so then what's the Beis Yosef saying? Oinus is mutter. We know it says, if somebody is ma'anis a woman, she's not chayiv misa because she's an oinus. We all know there's something called oinus. We don't need the Beis Yosef to say the din of oinus applies to hirah in the bathroom. It applies to much worse things. L'chayra, then, hirah would be saying, the Prisha wants to say that oinus allows you to talk. The simple words of the Beis Yosef seem to be saying, it might not allow you to talk, but oinus means you don't have to avoid it. But the Chida says, no, you do have to avoid it.
Allows you to talk. You talk about it by accident. That's a error. It pops into your head, so it's okay. It's just an idea.
Sometimes when you're thinking of, do you talk to yourself? I want to ask you a personal question. Do you talk to yourself? Sometimes I talk to myself. I do. Sometimes if I'm thinking about something, I'll talk. By the way, look, research it. It's a good thing. But if a person talks to themselves, it's reflective of good thought process. You could read up on that. But do you talk? I want to know. Do you talk to yourself? It's good to answer yes. So make believe you do. Okay. Now you do it on purpose. Like, do you try to talk to yourself, or it's sort of more it's spontaneous. Although you probably could help it, right? It is spontaneous. There are things a person does spontaneously that they do have control not to do, even though, I mean, they're doing it out of spontaneity, although they could stop themselves. So l'chayro, what the prisha means is, if you're orangutan and you're learning, and you're thinking about it, you could even let it flow. You could let it flow in the bathroom. I mean, nobody, unless
you realize you're no longer an oinus.
What?
As soon as you realize what you're doing, you're no longer an oinus.
So what are you allowed to do here?
Is very strange. You don't have to press the brakes. Then it's not oinus anymore. You're amazed talking and learning in the bathroom.
I'm not amazed. It's misasik. It's misasik. Could a misasik stop himself? Is there any accountability on a misasik? It's a question whether a misasik needs kapara. Yeah, I think there's what to think about here. Viter, exactly what is this oinus? What level of oinus are we talking about? Why can't the person control himself? And according to the Chida, that you have to do everything you can to avoid thinking about it. So what exactly is the Beis Yosef saying? Oinus is mutter. Of course oinus is mutter. Okay. Vaiter in the Mechaber. Dvarim shel chol mutter l'amram sham b'lashon ha-kodesh. You could talk about the Yankees in Lashon HaKodesh. You know, they used to have a dial-in to get the Yankee scores in Yiddish and the highlights. You know, you call in, and they give you how many RBIs this player had. The whole thing was in Yiddish, seriously. So, in Lashon HaKodesh, you could talk about secular things in Lashon HaKodesh. The Mishnah Berurah says, Midas Chasidus hu lahachmer. It's Midas Chasidus to be machmer. And I think we saw yesterday that if you speak in Israel, it's not even Midas Chasidus to be machmer. If you speak Lashon HaKodesh, then it's not even Midas Chasidus Yimachmer, unless you say, it's talking about if you speak Lashon Kodesh, not if you speak modern Hebrew. Yeah. Where do we have this? Oh. He brings the Afike Maginim, the Makam Sheikar Dibur Lashon Kodesh in Lahachmer. Fine. Weiter in the Mechaber. Dvarim shalchol mutter l'amram sham l'shgaz v'chein hakinuyim kagayin racham ne'aman v'kiyoitz v'hem mutter l'amram sham. Aval hashemos she'enam nemchakim. The names that can't be erased. Asker, asal haskirim sham, you can't say there. V'im nizdamin lam sham l'hafrish midavar asar mafrish. If it happens to separate someone from Isser in the bathroom, you could do so v'afilu b'lashon ha'kodesh, even in Hebrew, uv'inyanei kodesh. We'll see what this means. Says Mishnah Berurah, Ne'aman, ha'ravid oyser b'racham. The ravid says Ne'aman's okay, but not racham, b'chkas abach v'yesh lahachmer, v'chein pasek ha'pri chadash. Mi'u b'laz l'kulei ha'mashari, in a different language it's permitted, ho v'zeh inoy miyuchad davka l'kodesh baruch hu, since it's not miyuchad davka to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, masha in kein shar devrei Torah. That it doesn't matter what language it's in. V'choshekin ha'shemois she'inam nimchakim. Certainly, names that are not, that you cannot erase. Also, loymar sham afilu b'loshon laz. Any name, shakai, tzvakais, you can't say there even in a different language. Kugoyin got b'loshon ashkenaz oy boiga b'loshon poilin v'rusio chahai gavna. Sha'av sheshem ze'im ba'kedusha ba'oisyois k'sivasai umotel l'machkai, even though got has no sanctity in its letters, and you're allowed to erase them. Kamakam Yeshua Mishum Bizoyoin, Vaskaras of Makam Tinoifes. It's a Bizoyoin if you mention it in a dirty place. Kagoin Bahaskaras Hashalim. Like the name Shalom. You're allowed to erase Shalom. Shemutar Gamkin Lamachai. Viafa Pikin Kimachakas Baruch Nikrabai. Afa Pishaino Miyuchadlai. Since Hashem has called it, even though He's not designated by it, you can't mention it if your intent is for peace. And especially that for many things, to or Hashem's name in other languages has a din of shame, a shame in Lashon Kodesh for other things. Could go in Inyan Shvuya, Shvuah, for example, swearing, Inyan Haskar Shem Shemayim Levatala, or to say God's name in vain, right? You're not allowed to say OMG, oh my G-D. You're not allowed to say that. It's usher to say that. It's prohibited to say that. If you want to say oh my gosh, then you sound like a farmer from Nebraska. It has no meaning. Why would you say that? That's even worse. I say that's even worse. It's worse to be a fool than to violate an Isser. This is a well-known Yesod, according to the Balei Amusar. It's worse to be subhuman than to violate the Torah. Anyway, moving right along. Ul'inyan askar shem shemayim levatala, ul'inyan kilas chaveroi b'shem. What about to say Baruch Hashem? Are you allowed to say Baruch Hashem in the bathroom? Are you allowed to say Hashem? L'chayra you could. L'chayra you could. Fine. Mutar la'amram. You're allowed to say them. Why? D'gam b'nei adam u'chanam b'hem l'fam. K'may sh'nemra chanun v'racham v'tzadik. Sometimes people are called by these appellations. V'davka b'oimer kach. That's only if you say as a chanun, the compassionate one. Avo b'oimer harachum yirachim alecha, the compassionate one. Yesham v'dasu k'may she'el Hashem, because that's a proper reference. Or, the Mechaber says, she'moy she'enom nimchakim. The Mishnah Berurah says it's lav davka inam nimchakim, because shalom you could be moichek. Lav davka the ha'ika shalom the asur lahaskar sham v'chanal b'sim peidad lahafrish midvar iser vuadin im nichnas belibor hira avera. Let's say you are having improper immodest thoughts, and the only way to save yourself is by thinking about Mishnah Berurah or the Ktzos HaChoshen. Mutter lahar sham b'divrei Torah. Question. How are you allowed to do that? You're allowed to think about Torah to save yourself from an Avera? Why? Why are you allowed to do one Avera to save yourself from a different Avera? You're allowed to think about learning to save yourself from Herhurim Ra'am? What? Why are you allowed to do that?
Maybe Herhurim Ra'am brings more work.
Why? Actually, it's not. For Herhurim Ra'am, you're not Chayiv Kares. But if you think about Torah in the bathroom, it's Dvar Hashem Baza. It is. Herhurim Ra'am, thinking Torah is worse. You ready for this chiddush? Elamai, what's the pshat you're not allowed to learn and you're not allowed to say Hashem's name in the bathroom? It's a chayk? It's not a chayk. It's a bezayin to the name of Hashem. It's a bezayin. What if it's not a bezayin? What if I'm doing it because I'm honoring Hashem because I don't want to do an avera? Meaning we asked, what's pshat in the achronim that lo'insa you're allowed to think of Hashem's name? What do you mean? You're allowed to do anything but Einas. What's a chiddush? Oh, I need the Beis Yosef to say La'Einsai. So the Chidah goes so far as to say, there's a Chayvaz Gavra not to distract yourself. But many Achronim say no. Maybe the Pshat is, if it's Ba'Einas, it's not a Bezayin. The Pshat is, you're not utilizing Heter Einas. Because it's an Einas. Memela, it's not a Bezayin. Memela, it's Mutter. Oinus is Oinus Rachmana Patre. You hear the Beis Yosef didn't say if it's Ba'Oinus you're Pater. Everybody knows that. The Beis Yosef says it's Mutter. What's the Pshat? It's Mutter. The Pshat is the Isser is based on Bizayin. If you're an Oinus, it's not a Bizayin. That's the Pshat and those who argue with the Chidah. They say if it's against your will, you don't have to go out of your way to distract yourself. Why? It's not a Bizayin. I'm not being Mavaza. What do you want from me? It just came into my head. I'm not being Mavaza, the name of Hashem. Maybe. I mean, this would explain why you're allowed to be Maharba, the very Torah, to be Mafresh you from Isser. Otherwise, how can you do one Isser to save you from another Isser? Okay, think about it. We'll hold it over here, okay?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.